Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Welcome and welcome back. As I am recording this, it is Thursday evening. We are 48 hours into the American election, and there's more and more talk and more waiting. And it's really got me thinking about communication and about one of the biggest blocks to communicating well. And here's what it is. We think too much about what we want to say. And what I mean by that is inevitably we are conditioned mostly by learning in school when we're really young that the key to communication is to say the right thing. And we think and we think and we think about what it is we want to say. And sometimes we change our words after we say them. Sometimes we ponder them and write them things down. But there's this real focus on, can we say the right thing? And it's not really the best way to make communication that is clear or communication that is effective. And here's why. When our focus is on matching words to an experience or an idea in our head, even when we win, we lose. Because the more perfect the correspondence is between our words and the experience we have inside that we're trying to represent, the harder it is for other people to kind of find their way in. The assumptions that sit around and under and support those words are only available in our own minds, in our own experience, in our own learning, in our own research. And we try and express that just perfectly. But the only way our perfect expression is going to make a difference for somebody else is if they do a whole lot of work to cross from their own expectations, their own experiences, to understand what we meant. Most of the time, this is what our poets do. This is what our playwrights do. This is what our novelists do. Our creative writers really work to make their words just right. And we think, I have read a book and it made a difference in my life because the writer works so hard to get the words just right. When I need to communicate, I should work on getting the words just right. But a novelist depends on somebody being willing to read their novel, to be able to fill in their minds, sights and sounds and feelings that are indicated by the words. Most of the time, that's not the kind of relationship we have with the people we want to talk to, whether we are speaking directly with our voice or writing something down and sending it off in a different format. If we want our writing to be clear, we have to know two really important things that have very little to do with our choice of words. The first thing is we need to get really clear on what is supposed to be different in the world because of what we said. So we need to really think, not just when we're giving instructions, certainly when we're giving instructions, but not only then, about if I put this message out there and say I got the words exactly perfect, so the message arrived perfectly, then what behaviors would I see in the other person that would let me know, not just that they liked what they heard, but that they heard what I meant when I said those words, that they read what I meant when I wrote those words. How would I know? And when I'm teaching business communication, I'm always reminding my students that you can't just change somebody's mind. You have to change something in their expression, in their communication, or in their behavior. Otherwise, you never know if the message that got received was the message you meant to send. It might be close, but is it close enough? So if you are going into any kind of situation where you would prepare communication, where you would think in advance, whether you're presenting at a Zoom call or at a meeting to a group of people on Zoom, maybe in person, I don't know. The world is changing so much. Maybe it's just a conversation you've been meaning to have with somebody in your personal life, and you've been thinking about what's the best way to approach it. Before you think about the best way to approach it, think of the other end. Think of what response do you want to get? How will you know you have been successful? And then the second thing you need to know is, what will that be like for the other person? How big an ask are you making? Because sometimes we think it will be so easy for somebody else to agree with us, so easy for somebody else to see our point of view, so easy for somebody else to follow our instructions. But of course, you know, when you think about your experience, it's not easy at all. There have been so many times when you really wanted to connect, when you really wanted to do what somebody else wanted you to do, and you got it wrong anyway. You guessed wrong. You heard their communication, you did what you were sure they wanted, and it wasn't the right thing. So if that could happen when you are the person on the receiving end, you know it can also happen when you are the person on the sending end. This includes all the little obvious things, like using words and concepts that the other person knows, using a tone of voice that will help the other person enter into a state of mind and body, an attitude that helps them hear what you have to say. That what you are asking will be clear and it will be possible, because the person who's receiving it will not only receive the finished message, but will understand how they can get there from where they are, how they can move, change state, change emotion, take new behaviors, remember the thing you've said. And when you spend time, instead of picking exactly the right word, to pick exactly the right outcome, the thing that you really want to make happen. And then when you back up and say, well, what does the other person or the other people, what do they have to hear? How do they have to hear it? What's it going to cost them to accept the ideas I'm sending them, to accept the state that I want them to move into, to imagine doing the thing I want them to do, so that that thing sticks in their head long enough for them to actually do it? And that's a short thing and a long thing. In a lot of ways, this takes much less time than crafting a message with perfect words. It takes less time because your observation of other people is so deeply wired into your brain that your brain can do the math on what's possible really quickly, as long as your mind, that consciousness, that voice in your head, remembers to stop and say, what exactly do I want to happen after I communicate? It takes longer because sometimes it's going to mean that instead of having a beautifully crafted message that doesn't connect, that doesn't meet your audience's needs, whether that audience is a reader or somebody you're talking to, that doesn't show them a path forward because it's so clear to you, but it's wired into your expectations and your experience and not into theirs. You can spend a lot of time crafting those perfect messages, and they're so pleasing to you when they're done that you're like, yes, that's right, I did it, I feel good about it. And there's definitely satisfaction in looking at something and going, yes, that is what I think. But it only works if the only person you want to communicate with is you. Otherwise, you could have a perfectly crafted message that does not resonate with the person who needs to receive it, does not match their experience, their expertise, their expectations, and so it confuses them instead of helping them. So when we spend time up front to do the hard work of thinking about what response do we want, what needs to be in the other person's head and mind and body and expectation and imagination and motivation for them to do that thing. And that seems like such a high order, but you know, think of a really simple example. Think of something you have asked a partner or a child to do, and you were really clear on you wanted it done, you knew what you wanted them to do, and you just told them. But you never thought once about what state were they in? Were they ready to hear you? Were they thinking about something else? Were they actually imagining following through? You just told them. Now, if it was somebody close to you and you had a lot of shared experience, and if you said it in a tone of voice that really got attention and let them know you meant it, sure, there's some chance it worked. But there's also memories you have of times you said something, it wasn't very complicated, and yet people didn't follow through. This morning I was in a college class by a video online class, and one of my students said, people are confused and they're asking me what to do and I don't want to tell them the wrong thing. Is there something I should be telling them? And I said, yes, tell them to read the instructions. Because most of the time when my students are confused or not able to start, really what's happening is they are resisting the hard work of sitting down and reading the instructions. And even though we were just using a chat, there was no voices, there was no tone of voice, the woman at the other end said, LOL, just like real life, people don't want to read the instructions. And she got it. And I know that she will be a force for good in my class because she has the street cred of being a fellow student and also having a full-time job while she's my student. And she's going to be able to tell them, read the instructions. Now, I've told them to read the instructions. Here I am telling you about, you know, you got to craft your message. You got to know. Why didn't it get through? And to me, it did get through, and it's going to get through. But I know that with this new technology I'm using for teaching, with the state of mind my students are in when they're sitting at the computer, I have to give them the same message over and over, lots of reminders in different ways for them to hold the thought. Because in COVID times, my college students are overwhelmed a lot. They're trying to do the right thing. They're finding it hard to pay attention. They're struggling usually in a class, often Some number of them are having technical difficulties. Today I was having technical difficulties, so they'd be listening and then lose my voice. There were so many things to interfere. And so for me, this is one of many strategies I will use, all to do this really simple thing, which is teach them to read the instructions and take them one step at a time. Not a complicated message, but it is complicated to make it happen on the other side of the communication. So when you think about your communication today, tomorrow, coming up, you realize that what in your head is so clear and so simple and so direct, as it lands in the middle of the craziness that is 2020, it might be complicated for the other person. And the right answer might not be to drop it all perfectly crafted and hope that they notice and hope that they pay attention and hope that they are able to decode the message in the way you wanted it decoded, but instead to think questions like, how many times, how many ways will I have to find to say these things so that that person or those people are able to understand, to imagine, to put into their internal system so that they can make a picture or a sound or imagine themselves doing something so that they will remember what I've said long enough to take the action I want them to take. Clearer communication doesn't start with focusing on the words you will say. It starts with being really clear on the outcome you want to generate and the states of mind, the information, the motivation that your receiver, the person you're communicating with, will need to be in so that they hear your message and want to carry out the appropriate action. And when you've thought about those two things, most of the time you will find you will choose words that are direct for your listener, for your reader, that are mapped into your reader or your listener's reality, and that even though they may be grammatically awkward or not have quite the style you want, or maybe don't even exactly correspond to your own sense of your message, they will get the job done. So, next time you are thinking before you speak, instead of choosing your words, choose the impact you want to have. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.